All right, so let's try a practice here, and that's really about taking all these principles around meeting things with both acceptance, but also with some intelligence, with some discernment, like that last practice around labeling, to explore an area of challenge in our lives, to turn towards an area where we feel some difficulty in life these days more directly. It's a practice called RAIN, which is an acronym. Appropriate to the Northwest for sure. I don't know if it was invented here or not. It's an acronym. The R in RAIN is to recognize. The A is to accept or be aware. The I is to investigate this difficulty. And the N is interesting. It stands for non-identification, meaning to recognize its reality, but to not take it quite so personally, a little bit like Beth was talking about with thoughts, that we do think and the thoughts come from us, but we aren't exactly the same thing as our thoughts. So that will hopefully make more sense as we walk through this practice, but just I think helpful to have a little bit of framing. So the invitation is to find that upright, relaxed, alert kind of way of sitting yet again. So you'll hear that from us a lot today. So just try to bring that kind of your fresh intention and beginner's mind to that each time, like, all right, and that may change over time. You may want to be more propped up or sit somewhere else or lie down at different times, or you may want to just keep encouraging yourself to go back to the same kind of upright sitting, really gently perched on the front of the pelvis and the spine in its gentle S-curvy shape that it wants to be, the head balance and the neck and so on. And to invite you to bring some curiosity to something, a challenge that you're facing, something that's going on in your life. And there may be many choices. So the usual suggestion is to pick one that's challenging, but not impossible. You know what I mean? So maybe it's maybe sometimes you set aside for this kind of practice, which is exploration, the worst and most difficult thing going on, but maybe something more minor, or maybe you just turn towards the tough stuff. It's kind of up to you. You'll see what happens. And you'll work with it creatively. So bringing to mind something that's a bit challenging, or a lot challenging, that's up for you these days. And first, just this R is recognizing that this is true. It just is true that I am somebody with this challenge right now. And just feeling the feeling of that recognition. How does it feel in the body to just feel a little more tuned in? In a way, you're never not tuned into these things, but tuned in more deliberately, turning towards whatever this challenge is in your life. Does it have an emotional feeling to it? Probably. Maybe the emotion is a little bit connected to sensations in the body or not as much. Recognizing emotion. What would you say the predominant emotion or emotions are that come up around this challenge? And then the A, which is really just kind of goes right with this in a somewhat logical way, but it takes some intention, is can you really accept that this is the way it is? That this is how it is for me right now. I accept and allow this to be true, this to be a part of my life. Feeling this challenge and accepting this is true, whether I want it to be true or have strong views or wishes, whether my mind spins into planning on how to solve it, this is the step before the planning, important step to accept and allow that this challenge is a part of my life right now, the A in rain. And then let's see if we can dive a little more deeper into the feelings beneath the feelings. You know, like if there's a strong feeling like fear or anger, quite often there's something else behind that, below that, beneath that. Maybe some deep-seated anxiety or doubt in yourself, or sense of betrayal, maybe. A wish for things to be other than the way they are. Really to investigate as deeply as you can. What are the dimensions of this? What are the feelings of this? Really investigating, how am I relating to this? Investigating this experience of being a person with this challenge. How is it for me? And this final area of focus is interesting, subtle, but important. But this is just a part of my life, a part of a much bigger, broader life, that there's this challenge. It doesn't define me. It may be my responsibility to meet it in the best way I can. But it's not exactly my fault. It's something that came together through so many different choices by myself and others. And that many other people on the planet have a similar challenge. So to contemplate that especially, that just like me, any others have a challenge like this. Maybe some of the details a little bit different, but you know, I'm not the only one that got stuck in this, got locked into that, whatever it is, got caught by this. That I am so much more than this challenge, and this challenge is a part of my life. So it's a holding of this reality, but holding it more softly. So it's worth going through this process just gently one more time through to recognize that there's this challenge in my life. To accept and allow that this is true. Whatever this is, however it feels, wherever it shows up in my body and in my heart and my thinking, this is okay, you know? It's not what I wanted, but it is here. It's workable in some way. And that there's more going on that I may not be aware of yet, that I can continue to investigate, to wonder, to explore the processes in me that are running. to drop a little below the story of it, to be curious, how can I meet this more wisely? And that it's not the all of me. I'm not of this person or that person because of this. I'm a big, broad, complex, and rich human being, imperfect and wonderful in so many ways. This is a part of my life, but it's not my whole life, and it's a part of the lives of others as well. So non-identification. And then it's helpful when you do a sort of internal process like this to also let it go, you know, lest we sort of tilt ourselves into rumination. But to stay in this meditative, reflective space with how it is we're doing now. So as best you can, releasing the feeling of the challenge. And just sitting in the breathing body that you are, with a heart and a mind so complex and rich in so many ways. And just noticing how you are now. What's the feeling now? And letting go of anything, even figuring out that feeling, just being for a few moments. Just being present. Just being here.